Perik Yud Beis Pasuk Aleph in Perik. The Amarta Bayomahu. Okay, so this is a continuation of the coming of Mashiach. A lot about Mashiach in Sefer Yeshayah. The previous Perik described in detail his attributes, his function, and what the world will look like, what the world will transform into during his time. And now we continue in that theme in Perik Yud Beis, a very short Perik. The Amartim, you will say, Bayamahu, on that day when Mashiach comes, and the world has been transformed, and people have been overcome by a spirit of Kedusha and Ruach HaKodesh, you will say, referring to the Jewish people, the Amarta, you will say, Bayom Hahu, on that day, at some point after Mashiach has come, the end of days, Odecha Hashem, I thank you Hashem, ki onafta bi, because you were angry at me, Yoshov Abcha, your anger has returned, Usenachaneni, and has provided me with comfort. And this is a fascinating pasuk. It's hard for us to imagine that a person would come to a point where he could recognize that the punishment that he has received is all for his benefit. Parent and a child, we can understand a person as a child, a toddler, a child a little bit older, and the parent hits the child, so the parent knows he's hitting the child, he's punishing the child, it's for the child's own good. And a child can come to a certain point in his life where he can look back and he realize that when his father punished him, his father suspended his allowance or whatever, you name it, child appreciates, it comes to the understanding that this was all for his benefit. But for adults, to come to this realization that things that Hashem has done for us in our lifetime, or things that Hashem has done to Klal Yisrael as a whole, as a nation, the Holocaust, I mean, can we, it's impossible. It's just impossible to understand, for us to understand events, tragedies that have happened on an individual level, on a communal level, with a Klal Yisrael throughout our history. It's impossible. And anyone that tries to tell you, give you a reason why this terrible thing happened, you know, you look at him and you say, you don't know what you're talking about. Yet the Pasuk says, okay, you have to have faith in the words of the prophets, via Marta, and you will say on that day, I thank you, Hashem, for being angry at me. Hafle v'fela. To thank Hashem for events, traumatic events, tragedies, we thank you. We now realize, Yoshov Abcha, your anger has returned, has been held back, Usenachaneni, and you have given me comfort. You have brought comfort upon me. Nechama comes from, we said it many times, Nechama comes from the word to change. Vayinochem Hashem ki osa es ha'odam. Hashem, the pasuk there in that pasuk in Bereish, after the dar haflaga, after the people continue to do terrible things, Hashem changed his mind. What?
Was that before the
Mabel? Vayinochem ki osa es ha'odam. Yes, that was before the Mabel. So the dar ha'mabel, not the haflaga, I'm sorry, correct. The dar ha'mabel, Hashem changed his mind. Hashem had regret.
Yeah, regret.
Regret that he has created man. In that pasuk, it's clear from the context of the pasuk, it does not mean Hashem had comfort. We translate the word Nechama Nachem as comfort. What is comfort? Comfort is where a person comes to a point in time where a person's mind changes. He no longer focuses on the tragedy, on the past, but changes his outlook to look to the future and to deal with the situation as it is. After a tragedy, after a loss, a person is overwhelmed and is focusing only on what has happened in the past, and it's difficult to cope. Then it comes a point in time where he has no choice, but he has to change his outlook and go forward. So nechama, comfort, comes from the word change. And here as well, Usenachameni, HaKadosh Baruch Hu here has put comfort upon me. He has changed our outlook. I mean, that's probably the most important key word. That's the key word for what will happen to HaMashiach. Everything is going to change. The world's going to change. Like we learned, the psukim, the animals, the nations, there will be major changes in this world. Perhaps physical changes, we discussed that yesterday, and certainly hashkafic changes, the way people interact with other people, the way the people view the world, they view their purpose, their function, their mission, their destiny, all of that will change, and that's what this pasuk clearly states here in pasuk al pasuk base. Hinei. Now, we, as we said before, it's time to say Havdalah. These are the next few psukim of psukim that we say we begin Havdalah. Why do we say these psukim? Let's first read the psukim, then maybe we'll talk why we say these psukim by Havdalah. Hinei kel Yeshuasi eftach. Behold, Hinei behold kel Hashem Yeshuasi. He is my salvation. Hashem is my salvation. Eftach v'lo yefkad. In HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I have faith, and I am v'lo yefkad. I'm not afraid. I'm not afraid of anything which will come upon me, because I realize HaKadosh Baruch Hu, imo anochi b'tzara. Hashem is with us at all points in time. I have faith in Hashem, and there's nothing to be afraid. Ki ozi v'zimras ko Hashem v'yehi li lishur. Now, what do these words mean? These are very difficult words. Rashi here has the long Rashi. Rashi says that the yud of Ozi is a little strange, it's out of place. Simply, when you have these three letters together, Ayin, Zayin, Yud, it's vowelized Uzi. Whenever there's a yud at the end of the word, that automatically changes the Ayin from whether it's a patach or a komat to a, in this case, would be a shurak. And then it would mean Uzi, my strength. My strength is, well, then you would have to figure out how we fit that into the pasuk. However, in the context of this pasuk, and being that it's juxtaposed to word Zimras, is Rashi's discussion, Rashi says here, now notice, normally the word would be, the word, when you have these three letters together, the pronunciation would be Uzi, which means my strength. That's what it would normally mean. So here, but that's not the Masor. The Masor is Ozi. So Rashi seems to say, so what? Just because whenever you have a word, and the nikud, and you have letters. There's letters, and there's a conflict between the letters and the nikud, and the vowels. There's a conflict. So Rashi seems, if you read between the lines of Rashi, Rashi seems to say is that you follow the letters, the spelling, the letters. And since generally when you have these three letters, ayin, zayin, yud, it means my strength. Even though we would expect the letters to be pronounced Uzi, for whatever reason in the Masori here is to pronounce the word Ozi. Maybe that's because it's juxtaposed to another word afterwards, and in the context of the pasuk, for whatever reason, the nikud has to be changed. The primary interpretation of the word is the way it's normally spelled, and that would tell us to translate the word my strength, and overlook the fact that it's pronounced Ozi and not Uzi. Rashi says that cannot be the pshat in this pasuk, because there's no way you can fit that into the interpretation, and rather here you have to interpret it to mean like it's Oz. Basically, the Yud is superfluous. It's the might and the sum. I'll explain Zimras in a moment, but it's the might of Hashem that is my salvation. Why then is there a Yud? The pasuk should say Ki Oz the Zimros Ko Hashem Bayehi Lilashua. So Rashi said it's nothing more than a poetic form of the word.
Does Rashi make the same comment
in Shemos? In Shal Shalach? I don't remember.
There is a discussion of this.
Yes, I'm going to discuss the difference. And the only difference between this pasuk of Shalach is here it says Ko Hashem Yudke Vavke. And Parashas B'Shachar just says Ki Ozi V'Zimros Ko Vayihi Lilashur. The word the Yud Kei Vav Kei is missing. Let me look up the pasuk very quickly right now. In Parashas B'Shalach in the Shura.
Pasuk Beis.
Ozi V'Zimros Ko Vayihi Lilashur. Here the word Yud Kei Vav Kei does not appear. And Rashi. Okay, Ozi. So Ozi Kamo Uzi b'shurok v'zimros k'mo v'zimrosi. So in Echanami, the Targum does say Uzi means k'mo Uzi b'shurok. I didn't. Ani tama aloshan hamikra. Shein l'cha k'mo b'nukudos b'mikra. Ela b'shoshim b'kamos shusamach etzel v'zimros b'chol shar. So he does say. Hey, I have to study the Rashi clearly. He didn't hear.
He quotes. That's one of the three places.
Right. Because I have to study. I didn't study the Rashi. I don't remember the Rashi clearly. But he does seem to quote the Targum. The Targum does say,
but then Rashi,
Tokfi is to Shvachti. My power, so Rashi, indeed. So, so the Targum does seem to say that it's to be interpreted.
But he disagrees, Rashi.
Correct. Over here, right, right, right. Correct. Correct. Here, and in Shmos, he disagrees with the Targum. In Echanami, this is an interesting point. Here, the word, according to the Targum, Targum translates it as Tokpi, my might. My might. And my praise, Dechila Hashem. So he does interpret this to refer to mine. Why then does it say Ozi? It should say Uzi, because whenever you have these three letters and it refers to me, the Yud refers to the person himself. It should say Uzi. And Achanami, that's not that's a question. It's not a tuyufta. It's a difficulty. You have to become familiar with all the rules of grammar and how the words interlock with one another. But when you have a conflict between the pronunciation and the spelling, focus on the spelling. That will tell you. Oh, I'm sorry, but according to the Targum, that's the difference between Targum and Rashi. The Targum says focus on the spelling, and if the spelling is Ayin Zayin Yud, which typically means my strength, that's how it has to be interpreted over here, and we have to overlook the fact that the Nikud is not the way it we expect it to be. Rashi disagrees. Rashi seems to say that since the Nikud is not the way we expect, that's the Ikar. And that means the spelling is the one that has to be compromised. Although there is a Yud, why is there a Yud? Okay, we don't know why there's a Yud. There's Shipur Lashon. It's for the beautification of the word in the context of the Pasuk. That's why there's an extra Yud. But what's the primary is the pronunciation. And the pronunciation is Ozi, not Uzi, and that means refers to the might of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So for right now, we'll just learn according to Rashi, Mishalach, maybe look a little bit later, a little bit more. But here it means the might and the song of Hashem is my salvation. Let us see over here, first in Mitzvah, he explains this very short and sweet, very beautiful how these words. Hinei kel Yeshua si, Hashem is my salvation. Eftach in him, I trust, v'loi efchad, I'm not afraid, ki ozi v'zimras ko Hashem, v'ayehi l'shua, pasik beis in the mitzudos David, ki ozi, ho'oz, the might, v'hashevach, and the praise shel ha'makom, ho'yeli l'shua. What does that mean? The mitzudos David, rotzolomar, ha'teshua, Hashem's salvation, ho'isa, was, l'man, so that, haros, Chosko, to show me his might, ulimahan, and so that azamer b'shvocho, I should sing in Hashem's praise. Okay, that's a very short, concise, clear translation of the pasuk. The reason, so really, according to the Mitzudas, this is very common. We did this many times. We have to translate the pasuk backwards. We say this every time I have dollar. Vayehi li lishua, Hashem is my salvation, and the goal of Hashem saving me is so that Hashem should show me that Hashem is the Almighty. He is Oz. He is Ozi. He is powerful and mighty, and so that, for what purpose, should I recognize his might for my entire existence? I should sing and praise Zimra, I should sing to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This is how Rashi here, that's how the Mitzvah, and Rashi has said exactly the same thing. Really quickly in Rashi, Pasuk Beis, in Rashi, Ozi v'zimras ko Hashem, Oz, the might, the Shevach, and the praise shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who hayali Yeshua, this is my salvation. Again, Rashi is not arguing with the Mitzvah. Rashi, when Mitzvah came, of course, much later, but the Mitzvah just elaborates, is that the salvation of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is so that I should recognize his might and I should continue to praise and thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Okay, Rashi, I believe in B'Shalach, Zimros translates Zimros a little bit differently, not to refer to song, but to prune. Zomer, to prune, and it refers to the might and the pruning of Hashem's enemies. It means to cut down, krisa. That fits easier with the word oath. Just Hashem is mighty, is powerful. How does Hashem express his power in this world? He cuts out the enemies. He leaves over the tzaddikim and he prunes the wicked. He removes them from this world. So the might and the cutting power of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is my salvation. We say really Psukim Zimra. So what does it mean? Psukim of song. That's what it simply means. But also means Psukim where we cut away all the nonsense of this world. When we praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu through praising Hashem, we cut away the nonsense and the enemies of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and we focus on reality. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Kol Yochel, HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world, and Hashem has the power to help us and to maintain our existence. Now here, what is the most interesting part of this pasuk? The addition of the word Yudke Vavke. In Vishalach, Ki Ozi Vizimros Ka Vayihi L'Lashuah. What happened to the Yudke Vavke? So everyone says the same thing, is that we know Ki Yod Al Kei Ska, Melchama L'Hashem Amalek. We discussed this many times, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu's name is Yud, there are four letters, Yud Kei Vavke. In this world, as long as Amalek is in existence, Hashem's name is cut in half. It's only Hashem's, Hashem is not recognized. Hashem is hidden, because Amalek and those that have come in the ways of Amalek have obscured, have diminished HaKadosh Baruch Hu, have not allowed us to see HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He's hidden from us. So Hashem's name in this world is Yudikei. The Shira in time of Moshe Rabbeinu is referring to the world as we know it. Although the Shira begins with the word Oz, and Rashi says that it's a reference to Tchias HaMesim, it's a reference to the song that Bnei Yisrael will sing at the time of Mashiach, but the Lefi Pshuta Shel Mikra, the Shira is referring to the time of Yitzias Mitzrayim, this world the way we know it. And therefore Moshe Rabbeinu sang Ozi V'Zimros Ka, the Shem Hashem of two letters, not the complete name, because Hashem's name in this world is incomplete. But La'asilavo, as this pasuk refers to the time of Mashiach, then the Shem Hashem will be complete, and that's why we say, Ki Ozi V'Zimros Ka Hashem Vayihi Li Lishua. So we take out of this pasuk two major yesodos, is how to translate the word Ozi V'Zimros. According to, let's look only according to Rashi here, and Rashi in Shalach, Ozi V'Zimros means the might and the praise of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. As the Mitzudos explains, is that when HaKadosh Baruch Hu, He saves us, Vayihi L'Lishua, we then recognize His might, and we continue to sing to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The purpose of Hashem showing us His might is that we sing. The second interpretation, Rashi Mishalach, Ozi, the might, the Zimros, and the cutting action, is this, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, He cuts away the Risham, He destroys the Risham, this served to me as my salvation. And the second idea we have to remember is, here we have the addition of Yud Kei Vav Kei, not like in the B'Shalach, in the Shir, where we only have Yud Kei. Okay, next pasuk. U'shaftem u'she'aftem mayim b'sason, and you will draw water with joy, mimayne ha'yeshua, from the fountain of salvation. And this refers simply to Nisa Chamayim. Nisa Chamayim is when the Beis Hamikdash, Bizman Shebeis Hamikdash Yekayim on Sukkot, there was the mitzvah of Nisa Chamayim. They would pour water from, they would draw water from the Shiloach and pour water on the Mizbech. This was a mitzvah that was enacted by the Nevi'im, Divrei Kabbalah. It's not in the Torah. Nisa Chamayim. And even though the mitzvah was to pour the water on the Mizbeach, the Ikar Simcha was the drawing of water. Simcha Speis HaShoeva, L'shaftim, they would draw the water with great joy. Mimane HaYeshua, the fountain is a reference to Torah. Hoy Kol Tzomeg L'chu L'mayim, Ein Mayim El Torah. At this point, when Mashiach comes, there will be an enormous Shefa, an enormous flow of Torah, and that Torah will bring to this world great Simcha. And just as a fountain is something which continues, there is no danger that the fountain will dry up. A fountain is a continuous source of water. That's why there is sason, there is joy. Because when a person's parnasa, when a person is not certain what will come in the future, a person is in a state of daga, of worry. But here, where it's from a fountain, there is nothing to worry about. It's continuous. Therefore, there is great joy. Sason. Pasuk Dalet. Bamartem bayom hu, you'll see on that day.
You were going to talk about
why do we say Avdol? Because Avdolah is Mitzvah Shabbos. I once heard from someone, from a very big Gadol, when is the most depressing time of the week? Think about it, it's very interesting. When is a person the most depressed?
The week? In the Shabbos.
Mitzvah Shabbos. There's something to it. Maybe you'll disagree. I don't know, but there's something to it. Maybe you'll say it's not necessarily the most depressing. to somehow, you want to say it's metaphysical, the Neshama Yisera leaves. Let's put aside metaphysical ideas of Neshama Yisera. Shabbos is a very special time. No email, no iPhones. You know, there's withdrawal symptoms. It takes time. You know, when Shabbos begins, it takes time, and especially in today's day and age, to, you know, to get rid of all of the technology and all of the hustle and all of the... By the time, it also takes a couple of hours, Shabbos morning. By the time you get to Shalosh Shudos, you're already in a different frame of mind. That's natural. It's hard in the beginning, but by Shabbos over, even talking about a very simple person like me, forget about old Kedusha and Yoni, Hechor and Yonim, simple things. Every person comes to a state of Menucha. And you sense a certain degree of spirituality. When Shabbos is over, it's depressing. There's something like now you have to get back to the world of reality. Okay, it's not a nice thing to say because Shabbos is the real world of reality, but we come back into this mundane world, and it's a difficult transition. So the pasuk here says, "Ushafte mayim besasan." You have to be mechazik yourself. There's simcha. Look to the future. The time of Mashiach will come. Mashiach can come any moment in time. You have to focus on the times of Simcha. Ushafte mayim besasa. And the first pasuk, it's dark, it's depressing. There's a lot ahead of us in the coming week. Don't worry. Hashem is with you. Hinei kel yeshuasi eftach inim Hashem I have faith v'lo yefchad ki oziv zimras ko Hashem vayehi li l'shua. He is my salvation. So when you come to this difficult transition in the week from the Kedusha, the Menucha of Shabbos, where all of Shabbos seem a lizik, on Shabbos you withhold from crying out, on Shabbos you put aside all your tzars, you're not allowed to be mispalel for chayla on Shabbos. You're not mispalel for chayla. We don't say tilim on Shabbos for chayla. Shabbos seem a lizik. You refrain from crying out on Shabbos, not just for chayla, for all types of tzars. It's a zman of menucha. There are many halachas. You're not allowed to do things that will take away the simcha Shabbos. To make this transition, it's difficult. Don't worry. Hinei kel Yeshua siyeftach v'leefchad ki oz zim zimuzko Hashem and have simcha ushaf temayim besoson mimane haYeshua. This depressing moment in time, you should focus on the sasain of the Mimane HaYeshua will come in the future. Okay, Pasuk Dalet. Now, v'amartem and you'll say, b'yamahu, and you'll say on that day, hoidu l'Hashem, give thanks to Hashem, kiru v'shmo, declare His name, make His name be known, call out to the world in His name, hodiu v'amim alilosav, make it known among the nations, His deeds, Alilosav means His wonders, His deeds, His actions. Make it known that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is in control of everything which happens in this world. He created this world. He controls this world. There's Hashgacha Pratis. Hazkiru. Make it known. Make people remember Ki Niskov Shmo, that His name is exalted. Now this pasuk should be very familiar to you. In fact, it should be extremely familiar to you. Well, not the entire pasuk, but most of the pasuk, because when do we say this pasuk? This is the beginning of davening. After, I assume people who daven Nusach Ashkenaz, who daven Nusach Sfarad, okay, so you say Hodu before you say Baruch Shomar, but this is the beginning of Psukei de Zimra. Nusach Ashkenaz, after you say Baruch Shomar, the first long Nizmar is Hoidu LaHashem Kiru V'Shmo Hodiu V'Amim Alilosa. You don't say the next four words. Where does it come that those words? It comes from Divrei Hayamim. I think Perek Tezayin. There in Divrei Hayamim, there is a long. Let me get a sitter. 1 second.
Find an Ashkenaz sitter.
An Ashkenaz shul. Only side siddur. It's almost like a young Israel. In Brooklyn. Okay.
The only side shul in Vilna is only Nusach Ari, because Lubavitch just took it over. We're not so good.
Okay. I'm a big fan of Musach Ashkenaz. Okay, Hoidu LaHashem, this long Mizmar begin. It's from Divrei Hayamim, Perek Tezayin, Pasuk Ches to Pasuk Lamed Vav, and it goes until it's really divided into two parts, to where we say, let's find it at the end of Pasuk. Hashem Shemayim Asa. No. Shul Hashem. In 1 second. Here it is. Vayomer Cholam Amen VeHallel Hashem. Okay, it's a very long. It's a very long chapter. Hod Hashem, and if you look in Rashi there, there are many midrashim of why we say this. According to the Medrash, this Mizmor from the beginning, from Hodu LaHashem all the way until the Halel HaShem, was said by the Poros. It was miraculously recited by the bulls that escorted or brought the Oron back to Kiryas Yaarim. We know that in the beginning of Sefer Shmuel, after Shiloh stood for 369 years, after Shiloh was destroyed by the Pelishtim, Eli HaKohen died. Yeah. The Aron was captured. The Aron, I believe, was captured, was in Golos for 7 months, if I'm not mistaken, the Pesukim there in Sefer Shmuel. And then the people of the Plishtim, they were struck by hemorrhoids, all these disgusting diseases, to punish them for not caring for the sanctity of the Aron, being among people that are not pure. And they realize at some point in time that they're in great danger. They have to return the Aron to the Bay. They have to return the Aron to the Jewish people, and they made a beautiful wagon and a box, a gift. And the Aron was put in a wagon, and there were bulls, a set of Poros bulls, and miraculously these bulls walked and transported the Aron back to Kiryas Yarm, to David HaMelech. When the bulls transported the Aron back to David HaMelech, at the end of this 7 month period, the bulls sang Shira as they transported the Aron. A nes goloi, animals singing a song as they are moving the Aron. What did they sing? They sang these psukim. Hoidu LaHashem kiru v'shmo hodu v'amim anglosav and so on and so forth, all the way to the very end, until v'yom v'cholam amen v'halel Hashem. These words obviously became very well known because of the miracle. It was recorded. And David HaMelech was misaking that, I think it was for the next 43 years, until the Beis HaMikdash was built by Shlomo, or until it was, I don't know the details, it was transported a few different places, Kiryas Yarm to Ir David. But I think for a 43-year period of time, David HaMelech was misaking that when they offered the Tamid Shel Shachar and the Tamid Shel Ben Harbayim, that these psukim be recited by the Levim as the Shira which accompanies the Tamid. And it was broken up into two parts. The first part goes until the words Al Tigu Bimshichoy Uvinviya Al Toreyu, from the beginning of Hodu until that part was recited Shachris in the morning for the Tamid Shel Shachar, and the word Shiru LaHashem until Vayomu Chol Am Amein VaHalal Hashem. The second half was recited by the Tamid Shel Bein HaArbayim. So again, so this is the basic structure of how these psukim came into existence. It was sung by Yisharna HaParos. When the Paros transported the Aron back to Kiryas Aron, they sang these psukim. David recorded these words. I guess the whole world knew these words. And for a number of years, when they offered korbanos before they built the Beis HaMikdash, these were the words of song that accompanied the Tamid Shel Shachar and the Tamid Shel Bein Harbayim. So Rav David Cohen says something that is absolutely brilliant, amazing. Listen to my Haskama. He says, what does it say here in this pasuk? Vamartem. And you will say on that day, Hoidu LaHashem, Kiru Vishmo, Hodiu Va'amim Alilosaf. On that day, you will recite this mizmor. You will recite Hoidu LaHashem. It doesn't mean you're going to daven shachris. You're going to recite this mizmor. Haskiru, in the air, it's four more words. Haskiru, make it known, Ki Niskov Shmo, that his name is well known. What is Yeshaya telling us that on that day when Mashiach comes, we're going to recite Hodu? So he explains is that this is all describing the events. We don't really know what's going to happen when Mashiach comes. The Rambam says, don't delve into these events because we don't know what's going to be. We don't know how Mashiach ben Yosef, Mashiach ben David, how everything will play out, who's Goy Gumogog. We don't know these things. No one knows what's going to happen. No one knows the state of Hadavarim. No one knows when Tchias HaMeisim is going to happen. Who's going to be part of Tchias HaMeisim? It's an endless. There's no end. There's all speculation. There's no end to what's going to happen. There are conflicting midrashim. But the Pesukim do tell us certain events. I mean, we don't know the order. We don't know the depth. But there are certain events. So here we have the last few prakim, the Yotza, Chaitem, Igeza, Yishai, all these things, what he's going to do, he's going to be a Neis La'amim, and now in Pasuk Yudbeis, how are we going to react, how the Jewish people react on that day? They're going to say, thank you Hashem for all of the suffering that we have had over our history, it was all for our benefit, the suffering was what caused us to improve and to become better people. And then we will say, Kel Yeshua Siyatech Le'evchad, and then we will have Ruach HaKodesh, U'shaftim Mayim Besasson, that refers to Ruach HaKodesh, Ein HaShchir HaShara Ela on people that are Besimcha, a person has to be in a state of joy in order to be a recipient for Ruach HaKodesh, there's going to be a Shef of Ruach HaKodesh, and then the Oron will be returned to the Beis HaMikdash. Where does it say in the Pasuk anywhere that after Mashiach comes and we see the HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we see the greatness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and we have Ruach HaKodesh, and then there's going to be some type of ceremony where the Aron will be revealed and it will be brought, because that's Hodu. Hodu was the Perek in Divrei Hayamim that records the Shira that accompanied the return of the Aron from Galus, from the Polishtim, to David HaMelech. Here, who's David? Here it's the Yatzachoyte Migeza Yishai. David, the same David. Yeah. We're coming over here to hear David. It's David HaMelech's Mashiach. And now Mashiach has arrived. And there's Ruach HaKodesh. And all these wonderful things. There's Simcha. Now the ceremony will begin. The Aron will make its way to the Beis HaMikdash. And when the Aron makes its way to the Beis HaMikdash, what song will Klal Yisrael sing? They will follow in the Maisa of a similar bond. They'll follow in the lesson of the Poros, Vayisharna HaParos. They sang Hodu LaHashem, Kiru Vishmo, these beautiful psukim. That is what we will sing at that moment in time. So this is really a code. It's really a code to tell us about the returning of the Aram. It's a beautiful, powerful vart to shel tzu this pasuk with the events in Sefer Shmuel, and it fits in perfectly into everything that's happening here. Okay, let's finish up with one more pasuk, and we'll finish two more pasuk very quickly. As I know it's late, we're over time, so I'll just finish up quickly. Zamru la Hashem, sing to Hashem, ki geus osa, sing to Hashem, he has done geus, he has done exalted things, geus, great, majestic things he has done for us. Mudazos, make this known, Becholarts, make this known throughout the entire earth. All of this, what we're going to sing to Hashem, and we're going to make known all of the incredible things that Hashem has done throughout the entire world. Mudaz means to make it known. There's a beautiful Medrash, and the Medrash ties this to Tzidkiyahu. Yeshaya said to Tzidkiyahu, you have witnessed the incredible miracle, the defeat of Sancheriv. Sancheriv was about to destroy Yerushalayim. He had the different Midrash, how many soldiers he had, and miraculously they all died in one moment. So Yeshaya said to him, to Chizkiyo, Tzidkiyo, sing Shira, Yeroiti Melech HaMashiach, Zamru Hashem. Sing, you have to interpret Hashem to mean like Li Hashem, the Lam. Many, many, many words in we mentioned are like a Choser. Zamru, sing to Hashem, Ki Geosasa, he has done incredible things. And what does, now the next few words are his response. How does Chizkiyahu respond to Yeshaya? There is no need to sing to Hashem, because Mudaha Zos B'chol Aretz. It's well known. You only sing when you want to inform people of something they don't know. So they know about it. So the whole world's talking. It's on the front cover of the New York Times. The whole world knows about this. There's no need. That was his mistake. We mentioned many times that Chizkiyahu could be Mashiach. He should be Mashiach. He failed to sing Shira. Here is a little snippet. We don't really know. We don't know what this means. Everyone is. We don't know what this means. But here's a little snippet between the conversation of Chizkiyahu and Yeshaya. According to the Medrash, he responded, "Mudahazos b'chol aretz." There's no need to sing Shira to make a special celebration. The world knows. They know about it. That was a mistake. He should have sang Shira nevertheless. Pasuk Yivav, Tzahali, Tzahali means to call out. To call out in song, Veroni, two words which mean the same thing. Call out, Veroni, and bring forth song. Yosheva Sion, the inhabitants of Sion. Ki gadol bikirbech kidosh Yisrael. Great amongst you is the Holy One of Yisrael. Kidosh Yisrael is a term that refers to Hashem. Hashem is among you. The gadol be Hashem is the great gadol bikirbech. The great one is in your midst. Who is the great one? The great one is Kedosh Yisrael. The words Kedosh shall come to explain the word Gadol Bekirbech. I saw one of the Farshim asked a question, how could you call Kadosh Baruch Hu Gadol? Hashem is Gadol, Gehakel, HaGadol, HaGibor, VeHanara. Okay, there are many Perushim what it means Gadol, but in the simplest translation, Gadol means great. The word Gadol has a connotation that there is Katon, there is small. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is katon? Is there something that is katon, k'nei Kadosh Baruch Hu? How can we use a term gadol in reference to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which has a connotation that there is a katon? Ein od milvado. There's nothing but HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So what does it mean here, especially in this pasuk of ki gadol bekemech, the gadol isn't in your midst? So the answer given is that that is a chazal, I don't know where it comes from, is every neshama is chelek Me Elokai Mimal. Every neshama, every person, every living person is a spark of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's a chelek me Elokai Mimal. I'm not sure I'm saying the words correctly. Is a portion of the Ribono Shel Olam. Hashem gives out sparks of Himself, Kaviyachol. Therefore, the katon is the person. The spirituality of the person is the katon in reference to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who is the Kol Yachol, who is Einan Molado. Hashem has given of Himself to man. Hashem is the Gadol. The neshama of man is the katon. Okay, that's an idea. What?
Some of what is that we say Baruch Hu, Hashem of Baruch, Hashem is blessed. How can
man
be blessed Hashem? There is a
Hashem's source of all blessings.
Additionally, we mean that it gets greater and greater and greater as time goes on, as opposed to a blessing, which just, is a blessing. So,
very nice. There are many interpretations. This is just one idea, Gadol, relativist. There are many interpretations. I'm supposed to bring this up. We'll stop here.